This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, Rabbi Isai. Good tovach, Shavua Tov. And everyone should be matzliach this week. We're going to examine three inyanim bi'iyon on Daf Lamed Zayin. I really could not choose, and I couldn't give up on any of them. So maybe we'll try to go through them. Maybe in a way it's the opposite of iyon, but nevertheless, Torahi v'lomadanu tzarach. We're going to start with the sugya by the two dots on Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Safek ben Teisha, right? The Mishnah said that if a man is miyabim a woman, and then she turns out to be pregnant, and there's a kid, and the kid might be from the deceased, the kid might be from this man, he's basically Safek ben Tisha le Rishain, Safek ben Shiva le Sheni. So the halacha is, you lived with her besafek because she may have already had a child, and therefore the Mishnah says you're chayv to bring an asham taloi. Says the Gemara, Rava asked Rav Nachman, why don't you follow the roiv? And most women give birth after 9 months. So roiv says he is ben rishain, and in that case you should you lived with eshes ach shaloi b'makam yibum, because there was no heter to live with her, because the deceased had a child. So the Gemara says back, Rav Nachman, the Rava said, that's what Rava said to Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman says, our wives give birth after 7 months. So Rava said, your wives are the roiv of the world? What? Your one wife is the roiv of the world? So yesterday on Shabbos, we had a nice pshat in this. Listen to this. Michael, you're going to like this. The Gemara says on Lamed Zayin Amud Beis that Rav Nachman, when he went to Shachnetziv, he made an announcement, who wants to be my wife today? Now Rav Nachman went to Shachnetziv quite often. So it means he had many, many, many wives. Rav Nachman Taka was married, who knows, over the course of his life, he was married to a few hundred people. So Rav Nachman's not just saying, my wife, he's saying, our wives, you know, he had a big sample size. Anyway, so the Gemara says, Rav Nachman said as follows, most women give birth after 9 months, but anyone who gives birth after 9 months, you would recognize the Vlad after 3 months. And this woman, you did not recognize that she was pregnant, so therefore her roiv is weakened, and therefore, in all probability, the child is ben sheva la'achroin. And therefore you should... That's why you're chayv in Ashim Talay, to which the Gemara says, if every single woman who gives birth after 9 months, the Vlad is recognizable after 3 months, so then we know for sure that it's a ben sheva la'achroin, and in that case, you should be completely pater. What's the Ashim Talay even? To which the Gemara says, no, you're right, most women give birth after 9 months, but the majority of women who give birth after 9 months are... it's recognizable that they're pregnant after 3 months. So this woman, it wasn't recognizable after 3 months. So it's sort of 50-50. On the one hand, the majority of women give birth after 9 months, but out of that majority, most of the women are recognizable. So it ends up being 50-50. Comes Tosfos. Take a look at Tosfos Devei Hamaskel, V'zu Hoel V'loi Hukar. Tosfos says, okay, you have one roiv saying that the child is born after 9 months from the first one. However, that roiv is weakened based on the fact that her pregnancy was not recognizable. Says Tosfos, what about chazaka? Why are we ignoring chazaka over here? What about the fact that chazaka says the woman was becheskas heter liyibam? She didn't have a child, so chazaka should say that the child was born from the second one. So let's say you're right, it's 50-50. Chazaka, cheskas heter libam. Cheskas heter libam should say the child was born from the second man. So chazaka should pask in the suffix. And if you want to know, since when do we use chazaka? We use chazaka on Daf Lamed Amud Beis. By suffix kedushin, we said that... the woman has a chazaka that she's motor libam. Fraktoisus tema, Why don't we establish her that she's b'cheskas heter liyavam v'lo yischayev ba'ashem taloi? And this way you're not chayim ba'ashem taloi. And in that case, the second Vlad, we said the second Vlad is a suffik mamzer. Why is the second Vlad a suffik mamzer, right? Tan Rabban, Rishon Roy Leah's Kohen Gadol, V'sheni mamzer mi suffik. Why? Why mamzer mi suffik? The second one should be kosher because of chazaka. V'inami Vlad sheni kosher. D'smoich miyot yerledes l'shiva achazaka. B'soymech the miyot that gives birth after 7 months on the chazaka. V'israelei ruba. And now the chazaka. Now listen to this. There is a miyot. Yeah? There is a miyot that gives birth after what? After 7 months. Take that miyot, of the miyot of women that give birth after 7 months, appendage it to the chazaka, and that will reckon the roiv. And then, v'nisma charuba d'ovra nikla shlash yamea. Basically like this. You have one roiv that most women are recognizable after 3 months. That's saying that the second Vlad is kosher. That's saying that you're not chayv in Hashem Talei. There's nothing weakening that roiv. The other roiv is most women give birth after 9 months, but a miyot don't. The chazaka says that the child came from the second one because she's b'cheskas mutar li'ibam. So take the miyot of women who don't give birth after 9 months, appendage it to the chazaka, that she is b'cheskas heter li'ibam. When you have a chazaka supported by a miyot, that will weaken the roiv that most women give birth after 9 months. And then, so you have basically the roiv that most women give birth after 9 months is weakened. The roiv that most women are recognizable after 3 months is not weakened. So you have a strong roiv against the weak roiv. So the strong roiv should win. Basically, Tosus is using the svara of smoich miyot achazaka. There is a miyot of women who give birth after 7 months. Attach it to the chazaka that she's b'cheskas heter li'ibam, and that should diminish and weaken the roiv that most women give birth after 9 months. So you have a weak roiv against a strong roiv that most women are recognizable in their pregnancy after 3 months. Says Toisus, Dila'el b'perk dalarachin chashvinan la chazaka. Earlier on in Daf Lamed Amud Beis, we consider it a chazaka by Safek Kedushin. Ula kaman b'perek basra, afilu hoysa tzarasa muberes. Even if the tzara was pregnant, chashvinan la b'cheskas zekuka. We still utilize a chazaka that she is presumptively zakuk li'ibam. Elamai v'chitema d'ika ruba achwina d'raib nashim misabres v'yoldais. What do you mean? What about isn't there a roiv? Most women become pregnant and give birth. So doesn't that mean we should establish her b'chezkas muberes from the first one? In other words, Tosfos is saying, we do have a strong roiv though, that she's pregnant from the first one, because isn't there a roiv? Most women become pregnant and give birth. Tosfos says, no, the ain svara kla loymar. There's no svara at all to say. Benashim shashoim baleim, about a woman that stayed with her husband, kamashanim, for many years, v'loy ibru, and they didn't become pregnant, and then their husband died. Most women become pregnant and give birth, because this woman was married many years with this guy, and they never had kids. Ulukaman hu da amar la gabe ishalach bala v'tzorazim d'yaseyam. Later on we say it, but in our situation, it doesn't make sense to say it. So the bottom line is, Tosfos has a kasha, and he has no answer. The question is, on the one hand, you have a roiv, a strong roiv, that this kid was for sure born from the second husband, because if he was born from the first husband, why didn't she look pregnant? Why didn't the shviger figure out that she was pregnant? The shviger had no idea. She's been looking, she's looking, she's looking, and she can't tell. So that's a strong roiv. On the other hand, there's a roiv. Most women give birth after 9 months. But that roiv is weakened. Why? Because miyot don't give birth after 9 months. And chazaka says that she's b'chezkas mutter li'ibam. So we should utilize the principle smoich miyuta l'chazaka to weaken the roiv that most women give birth after 9 months. And And so that roiv is weak, and the roiv that most women, her pregnancy is recognizable, is strong. So the strong roiv should beat the weak roiv. That is the tema of Tosfos.
How does a chazaka that she's zaka kalibim affect whose child it is?
Because...
Arrive, I understand. Arrive, you say arrive. Okay, most women, you know. But when you're talking about chazaka, chazaka is more about ownership, that we say, okay, it goes, since you were the original owner, so the chazaka is that it should stay by you. But when we're talking about whether this, who this child comes from, how does chazaka dictate who the child is coming from?
So there's something called chazkas iser. Chazkas iser says that if somebody had a status of iser or of heter, we assume that status continues. So this woman was in a status that she is mutaras liyibam. She was married to a guy. They didn't have kids. So we should assume that status continued for as long as possible. It's called cheskas heter liyibam. The Gemara on Daf Lamed used this exact chazaka, that when you're not sure about something, presume that if she was once mutar liyibam, that... that status should continue. So, therefore, if she was once mutter liyibam, and now you have a question about a kid who perhaps disrupts her heter liyibam, assume the kid came from the yavam, the second husband, in order to continue her presumptive status that she's mutter liyibam. That's Tosfos's kasha. That is Tosfos's kasha. There is an amazing Rabbi Akiva Eiger. The first part of Rabbi Akiva Eiger, I'm just going to do as a side point, but we're going to focus on Rabbi Akiva Eiger's kasha on Tosfos. His second question. The first question I'm doing for personal reasons, because he brings in Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, Tamu, this is Tosfos's kasha. Amai yischayev ba'asham taloi, why you chayv nashim toy nikmina b'cheskas heter liyavam v'neima smoich miyot yerledes lezayin achazaka v'israelei ruba v'nismoich haruba du'bara nikar l'shush yameh. Follow the strong roiv that most women are recognizable after 3 months, and the other roiv that most women give birth after 9 months is weakened by joining the chazaka with the miyot. V'hinichu b'teima, Tosfos leaves this question as a tema. Says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, Uva anyi af koishi eni raya. In my impoverished state, I don't understand this question. Because even those who hold that we utilize smoich miyat lechazaka, that is only lechumra midrabanan. That is only a chumra midrabanan. But min ha-toira, it's not 50-50. You know who holds it's 50-50? Rav Meir. Rav Meir, as Tosfos says in many places in Shas, that Rav Meir is choshesh for the miyot. So Rav Meir is choshesh for the miyot. He utilizes the principle of smoich miyuta lechazaka. But everybody else only uses it lechumra midrabanan. But midairaisa, you don't use it. So how in the world will the miyot adjoin with the chazaka to say you're pater from an asham taloi? You have roiv that says you did an avera. Roiv says the child is from the first woman. Elamai, you want to use a miyot and join it up with the chazaka. The miyot is nothing. And umakoyroi, Tosfos, Elamai, right? Because then you just left with a roiv against the chazaka. And we know there's a rule, ruba v'chazaka, ruba adaf. Avo mena toiro lehava kapaga raklura meir. If you have a child near a doe, we're not choshesh for the miyot. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger says maybe Tosfos's kasha is that this is stama mishnah, and stama mishnah has to fit into Rav Meir as well. V'ulai kavanosim demashin nasmisin divrei hakolhi v'gam Rav Meir chay b'ashem toloi v'haynu af Rav Meir. Even though according to Rav Meir loy mahani haroyiv d'chashin l'miyot, that's only midrabanan, like Tosfos says in Chulin. V'rak smoich miyuta lechazaka hu d'oraisa, according to Rav Meir. And so Rabbi Akiva Eiger feels that the only way to explain Tosfos' kasha is if Tosfos is asking in Rav Meir, who subscribes to smoich miyuta lechazaka. But the Rabbanon do not subscribe to Smoich Miyat L'Chazaka. But here is Rabbi Kiveger's Kasha. You're with me? Hakol Imi? Ubi Yoyser. You see where my arrow is? Says Rabbi Kiveger, Ubi Yoyser Kashali. And it's even more difficult to me. Lama Naktu Koshyasam B'Chahai Gavna. Why did Tosfos ask the question? Listen to how Tosfos is asking it. Tosfos is asking, the roiv that most women give birth after 9 months is weak, because some don't, plus you have a chazaka, she's b'cheskas heter li'ibam, that weakens the chazaka. And on the other hand, you have a chazaka, you have a roiv, that most women, their pregnancy is recognizable after 3 months. So you have a strong roiv against a weak roiv. Says Reb Kiveger, Tosfos should have asked the question much more straightforward. V'loi b'pshuti. Why didn't Tosfos ask simply? Forget the miyot. Because if you forget the miyot, forget Rav Meir, I have a gavaldig akasha. I have roiv. Roiv says most women give birth after 9 months. On the other hand, roiv says most women, their pregnancy is recognized after 3 months. So it's roiv versus roiv. And what do you do when you don't know what to do? Chazaka will be machriya. V'loi bipshuti, the name of uki ruba. Dilates yalda neged arov d'uber nikol l'shus yamav. So it's palga upalga. V'shuv nezel basar chazaka li'ibam. You know why this is a better question? Because this question is not only in Rameir. If you're going to ask, oh, I have a strong chazaka that women are recognizable after 3 months. And the other chazaka, that most women give birth after 9 months, that's weakened because there's a miyot and a chazaka against it. What do you mean? That means you're using the principle of smoich miyot l'chazaka. Only Rameir holds smoich miyot l'chazaka. So Rabbi Kiveger says you have to be madchik, Tosfos' kasha is only in Rameir. Says Rabbi Kiveger, Tosfos should have asked the question and formulated it more cogently. Tosfos should have asked, you have two roivs that are butting heads over here. You have one roiv, most women give birth after 9 months. On the other hand, you have a roiv that most women who give birth after 9 months, they're recognizable after 3 months. And this woman's not recognizable. So you have two roivs clashing. What do you do when you have two roivs clashing? Follow Chazaka. What does Chazaka say? Chazaka says, she's becheskas heter li'ibam. That is Rabbi Kiva Eger's tzoruch ion gadol on Tosfos. Tosfos should have formulated the question in a way that the question is not only in the world of Rameir, the question would be Lekulei Alma. So, Rav Shmuel Rozovsky, in the Shiurei Rav Shmuel, I didn't have a chance to put it on the sheet, he says that apparently Tosfos did not ask the question this way. Because the same way, do you remember we had an Ion Shir when you have two Edim versus two Edim? Maybe Chazaka cannot be Machriya because Edus is a Biror and it's the ultimate Biror. So Chazaka cannot add any Hachra and any tilting and inclination when you already have Edus versus Edus. By the same token, if you have Roiv versus Roiv, also, Chazaka is not going to talk. Why? Because we already have the ultimate raya. Roiv is also a much stronger form of evidence than Chazaka is. So when you have Roiv versus Roiv, Chazaka cannot be machriya. Therefore, Tosfos has no choice but to formulate his question as follows. The Roiv that most women are recognizable after 3 months is strong. However, the Roiv that most women give birth after 9 months is weak because you have a miyot that don't, plus the chazaka, so that is a smoich miyot lechazaka. But to say chazaka is machriya between two rives, that we don't say. By the way, did we have such a svara when we did the sugya of trey or trey? Mamish, the exact same svara? Where do we have that? Where did we have Barshatya? And Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Aleph. So did we have the Svara like that? And Daf Lamed Aleph by Barshatya? Remember this? Let me just check and then we're going to move on to the next one. Anyone remember? No, Rabbi Kiva Eger and Simon Kuf Lamed Zayin wanted to say that by treu trei, maybe roiv cannot be machrea either. Okay. Okay, that's the first offering. In other words, we have Toysus's Kasha, say Smoich Miyuta L'Chazaka. You have Rabbi Kiveger's Kasha on Toysus, that Smoich Miyuta L'Chazaka only works in the world of Rameir. You have Rabbi Kiveger's Sarchi and Gadol, that Toysus should have formulated the question, forget Smoich Miyuta L'Chazaka, say Roiv versus Roiv and let Chazaka be Machria. And you have Rabbi Shmuel Rozovsky's answer, that Roiv cannot, that Chazaka cannot be Machria between two roivs. That is the first offering of today.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.